This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed is brought to you by the NAB app. Whether you're travelling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. It's made for human.
Hey there. That's our producer, Ali, describing.
Nah, it's fine, Ali.
No, that's fine because the. That was great.
Everyone's here. Hey, podcasters, big show today. A lot of talk about the World Cup because Malcolm Turnbull had to step in and fix it.
It is. I mean, that was a debacle. You know. Anyway, look.
It's full on.
It's really.
Have you
full
ever
on.
Heard of a thing of a prime minister stepping in to save a big sporting event's televised rights?
No, the idea that a prime minister would step in to talk about a television program, and it's quite remarkable.
I know.
And that he did it so quickly.
It's the first thing he's gotten done in his entire prime ministership.
It's the type of thing that will help.
That's what's people look back and go, what did you achieve?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the World Cup on the telly.
SBS.
Well,
actually, that I might be.
Bloody hell.
He might have my vote there.
Like you.
No, I lived in Wentworth when he rolled popular local member Peter Debnam. Mm. He used to come into our video show. Peter was furious. story for another day.
What else did we do?
Sex robots are getting moody.
Yeah. That was good. Janine Ellis told you how to be a millionaire podcaster, so get your pen out.
And speaking of millionaires, Husey was on to...
See if you can guess what he was talking about. It was hard. It was ambiguous.
Actually, yeah. See if you can figure out.
I was confused. What was his message? What was he trying to sell, guys? He's just, you know what? He's so selfless. You never know. You wouldn't even know he's plugging things when he comes on.
Ain't that the truth?
Right?
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yeah. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Hello at 2 past 6.
Good morning. How much sleep have you had?
No, I went to bed last night because we did our soccer show last night, me, Santo and Sam. Went home, baby just in bed, missed him, and then dinner, bed. So I didn't get up, so I'm going to watch the games today.
Good discipline, because what's that? That's two TV shows, two radio shows, two networks, and about, so far, 20 games of football all in about 48 hours. That's not bad.
This is Ed Cavalier's grand final. Make no mistake.
Yeah,
look at you.
My favourite thing in the whole world is the World Cup. And today, though, he's finally here. Meow, no, we cannot get this wrong.
Ludo Disco Gamer, meow, meow.
Yeah, that's him.
We have a long and illustrious history with this man. We've not been able to get him. He's been elusive.
This is the first time he's ever been on the radio. He's talking about how he was the guy that implanted the Opal card into his arm.
Makes sense.
Yep. And there's been a legal ruling sort of partly in his favour.
Yeah, because everyone wanted to remove that.
Yes, they did. How good is he?
Biohacking. He's a biohacker.
100%. So he's going to be on today, which is great news. Mm. What haven't you got around to doing before 7 o'clock?
Mm. More chances to get on the Backstreet Boys standby list to go to Vegas.
Are there ever?
Mate, so many chances.
And what about Husey? Husey today. Mm. Young Husey today. Do you think that... Grant, because you know he does that opening thing at the Logies where he has a go at everybody.
The roast, the monologue roast.
The opening monologue, yes, the hurtful and painful list of names that he chips through.
I'd like to challenge you today to see if you could give him even the start of a zinger for one of your gold Logie contenders.
All right. Okay, you want me to throw some gear up that he can... Yeah.
Yes, but he can then turn into an attack dog.
I don't want to give you any direction, but maybe someone whose name rhymes with Shmamanda Shmella.
Oh, she did cross radio fire.
She did refuse to record a message for you when Ed was with her the other night. She said, "Nah, I'm not helping that little pipsqueak out." I'm paraphrasing.
Okay. I gotcha. I think I've got something already.
Okay, great.
Well, then, okay. Let's get started. I do want to talk about this Optus fiasco. And
I know
it's so excellent now that SBS has got all the games for the World Cup. It's the way it should be. Let's get the engine started with some stories you may have missed.
Sydney, start your engines!
Start your engines, brothers!
All right, so the World Cup was
on.
A bit of fun, isn't it?
A bit of fun.
That's Hulk Hogan, yeah? Start your engines, brother. That sounded like Hulk Hogan.
I don't know.
If it's got brother in it, it's definitely Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, from our audio guy, it is Hulk Hogan. Appreciate that. Mitch. So, World Cup is on Optus. They ask you to pay $15 to get it, to get their app. I already have an Optus plan on my phone, which meant that I was getting it for free. Mm-hmm. Buffering issues, oh, definitely. It's been a delay. Our internet guy, Kieran, was telling us that it's about a 40-second delay between the TV and the app. That's too much.
Wow.
That's too much at all. If it was working.
Yeah, if it was working. So
There's no way they could have tested this. There was no way they could have tested this pre-rollout.
There was, because they'd been using the Premier League when they're like, yeah, it works okay. No, it didn't work okay. But also, they just underestimated demand.
Yeah, right.
Which I think isn't that...
Could you really underestimate demand? Like, there's obviously a track record of numbers and screens and usage and viewers for World Cups. Like, surely it's an easy formula.
Isn't it funny that we're meant to... Remember how, you know, everything, they're sort of trying to push everything to get an app and get it on your phone.
Yeah.
But you're going backwards. I find that very funny, that the most advanced thing I've ever held in my hand ever is worse than good old-fashioned TV.
Yeah. I know, we've literally gone back to SBS. Remember, that used to be our parents' channel where we watched the naughty things on Saturday night, and that was all it was good for.
Yeah. Sure did.
Now,
it was a gag.
It's our saviour.
Yeah, thank goodness for them.
I'm so sorry, SBS.
Are you telling me there's no world movies on at the moment while the soccer's on?
No, there's a bunch of them got... I think they were going to show Rain Man last night, and that got binned so bad, like to anyone that was hoping for that one. The CEO of Optus has had to come out and apologise. Had to call in from Singapore, I believe, and give an apology. And this is his apology on radio last night.
I think the most important thing is that we had a very high demand for the service, and we have seen some...
Sorry, his apology is just buffering. It'll be ready in a little while. Nice to see the Prime Minister getting involved.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Prime Minister stepped in, didn't he?
Also, name one Socceroo Prime Minister.
I knew just that you'd say that.
Just name one.
Are you accusing him of not being into the world game?
I'm accusing him of not being into anything except yachting and
money.
Counting money.
You know, the great irony is, though, how did he get rich? Or one of the ways he got rich.
How?
Well, he was one of the...
Internet.
Yeah, he was one of the... He was with all those...
He invested in the internet, did he? Thought this thing might take off.
Yes.
God.
Yeah, wow. He was in that first wave of internet.
Oh, well. Well, you know. What, Grant, have you got something? I understand. Oh.
Super Bang.
Yeah.
A evolutionary professor believes that we have probably fallen behind as humans in the evolutionary race for perfection. They said the world has evolved more than we have. So this professor has looked at ways that she could who could solve many of our day-to-day health issues by creating the ultimate super being called Alice 2.0. She reckons after a million years of adapting everything about us, because we've sort of come from apes, we're pretty irrelevant
in the last
200
Jesus
years.
Jesus made me.
Did he really? He's done a wonderful job.
Jesus took...
Well, she's claiming, why did Jesus make your feet...
You
give you
snake
the ability
made me
to
in an apple?
No, a rib.
Adam's, a snake in an apple made me?
No, a rib. One of Adam's ribs got broken off and made you.
That what happened. An extra Sorry. Yeah. The super being looks like an emu and Spock had a baby.
Yeah. Does.
Pretty much.
Taken our sort of failings and improved them with other pieces to create the ultimate human, including, that's a baby coming out of a pouch.
Just a pouch. Yeah. Oh, I love the idea of just slipping the child into a flesh pouch.
That's pretty helpful.
It looks like you're giving birth to it the whole time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
For us to be smarter as humans, our heads have to be bigger, so our brains are bigger, therefore they can no longer pop out a pelvis. So she's designed, she reckons the human of the future should give birth through a pouch like a kangaroo.
No, thank you, please.
But why are ears so big?
But why? No, I don't even worry about the ears so big bit. But why? Why?
Mm.
Because they're not going to be able to make this. Why have we done that? And why are the knees up near the vagina?
She's trying to show how kind of weak the human form is for a technological age.
Okay.
Like, we no longer need feet that can grasp branches.
How am I going to wear Gucci shoes with those talons?
Yeah,
I mean, what's going on there?
It is three-toed.
What the hell? It's three-toed, no heel. What a waste of all that money. Get stuffed, Alice 2.0. Love of my life, Scotty. Yeah. God, he's flat out at the moment.
Is he working?
Is he hard? Yeah, hard at it.
Just booked a flight to Indo, guys. Got a surf trip with his brother coming up. So
yeah.
And God, he's really stressed because there's so much sport on at the moment. You know, like he's got surfing going on. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. He's got some cycling to be watching.
Oh.
And now, of course, World Cup started.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor fella.
And he's really just really flat out just trying to fit it all in, guys. And he's just like, he honestly said to me, I don't know how I'm going to do it all.
Yeah.
I need some kind of
interrupting him.
Well, this is what I want to ask you. So obviously there was the saga of Scott setting up his own Foxtel, which I have to admit I was wrong. He did it in the end.
He did get it up and running.
Pirate father.
That is pretty good work. Yes.
Yeah. Vincey stepped in with illegal cables. I'm pretty sure all the neighbours get Foxtel now, guys.
Right.
But what happens is now he'll sit down in front of the telly at about 6 and then that's where he is.
Yeah.
That's it now.
He's a busy watching dad.
And my kids will walk past and he'll just be like,
He's got something that happened to me many years ago.
Well, this is the first time he's had sport.
That's the thing.
This is it. This is his maiden voyage on having sport available. Because we live in a rural grid, 3G, so he hasn't been able to watch it on his laptop.
So it's a shiny new toy for him. You can't blame him for being super excited. No. He's had a big day, has he not?
Yeah, he's flat out.
It's worse than that because you think it's a phase that will pass. The opposite happens.
Oh, no.
Because
I need your help.
You start getting into sports that were only on the periphery of your knowledge beforehand.
Oh, so before you know it, while he's watching table tennis.
Yes, while you're waiting for the surfing to start.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen how fast these guys play squash?
That's what happens.
Look how hard they hit the ball, the squash ball. I'm surprised they didn't kill each other.
That's what happens.
No.
Yeah.
Darts. Oh, look at the darts.
Darts is actually really good. Sorry.
You wait till the jousting starts.
Oh, God. I can't.
When's the jousting on?
Have you not seen it?
Set a reminder.
They did it recently in Australia.
Is the duck shooting? Is that coming?
But has he got the... When you say
I've lost his attention. I don't even see him anymore.
What are you going to do to get it back?
What am I going to do? How do I make him interested again? You tell me.
Don't we already have the example of what... Don't we already know? Haven't we been taught?
Yeah. Look, we have been taught, and I was thinking about it, and I remembered what our friend Mac from Love Island said, and I think I need to do this.
I think I said before, I said we have good flanter. It's a new word I've come up with.
What's that? Flirting and banter?
Yeah,
that's
flirting
so
banter.
Good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love that.
It's a new word I came up with.
Flanter. Yeah. Hey, Scotty, do you want to see my flanter?
That would get his attention, yeah.
Let's bump flanters.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Beautiful.
You know flantering. You need,
you need to get the lock back on your bedroom door.
We don't even have a door handle, mate. Oh. Like, he's taking the door off to fix it. It's just sitting there. Oh, it's not even on its bloody hinges.
Is there a Foxtel show about that? That door fixes?
I think my laziness has got out of control. Have you ever had like a job that you've never really just got around to doing and then you'll constantly sort of put up with the inconvenience of suffering through your life instead of actually just getting that job done?
Of course.
My laziness has got out of control.
What have you put off?
Every time I look in my wallet, this is so annoying. I went to buy a coffee just the other day and I had no cash. But the only thing I had in there was no cash except two notes from a trip I went to America in February. That's 4 months ago.
Yeah.
So the only money I have in my wallet are two notes that I can no longer even use in this country.
American dollars.
American dollars.
So you've been putting off changing over the money.
And it's just sat there. It sat there for 4 months. And every time I go to buy some groceries or get a little ice cream for the kids, no Aussie dollars, just a couple of American notes. Useless situation.
Okay, I thought when you suggested this phone topic, and on 131060, what haven't you gotten around to doing? What's the one job you're putting off around the house in your life, whatever? I thought you meant something really hectic. That's fine.
It's just so annoying. And instead of like walking into a bank or going to the Travelex and swapping it over and then being ripped off because of the exchange rate's not right, you go, I'll just hang on to it and suffer through it rather than change the situation.
That's all right.
But the point stands though. There would be things that people have, you know, been putting off.
Mine's so much worse. Our septic tank's about to explode.
Oh
Jesus.
Good
God.
High risk.
So Marcella opened the door last night. So we have septic tanks. We live so far away. Whoa. We're not connected to the main lines.
Whoa.
We bought our house 3 years ago. We haven't changed it over then. We don't know when the owners before us did. And Marcella opened the door last night. It was just this boo gust. And I said, oh, my God, we have to get these pumped. But we've been saying this every week now for a year and a half. And it is like, oh yeah, we should not put it off any longer. But it's just the idea of getting the guy, getting the pump, having the poo truck in the driveway for half a day. And we have to jack up some concrete to get to the septic tanks. And I'm just like, I wish I only had US dollars. I've got Poomageddon about to happen at my house.
You need to take that seriously. Cause if you've got that much of a waft coming through your house, if you light a match, you'll blow the roof off.
I know. But as I said, the man in charge of that, he's flat out with sports.
Yeah, so he's got a bit going on.
He's
just working on the dent in the couch.
It's got to be going on, poor Scott.
Oh, hang on. We got Gogsy's been putting off a job. What have you been putting off, Gogsy?
Mate, can someone help me? I've got a light bulb to change.
Is it a crucial light bulb?
It's my bedroom light bulb. So every time I get up earlier in the morning, I have to turn on a lamp in my bedroom to get changed.
Amazing.
How long's it been?
It's been 9 weeks.
That's ages.
Integral glows.
It's hard though. You got to remember when you get to the supermarket.
Every time, that's the thing. I've got to get a ladder to get up and take the thing off. It's too much.
Three-step process.
It. Yeah. 13, 10, 60. What is the job? What is the job you're just putting off? Cannot be bothered.
When has your laziness got out of control?
13, 10, 60. What's that job you're just putting it off? I'm going to give away some Luna Park passes today. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm in the mood for.
Good.
13, 10, 60. What job are you putting off?
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
What is the job that you just haven't got around to doing?
Chantel in North Ryde, hello.
Hi.
What are you putting off?
I'm due in a couple of weeks to have my baby, and I have an Insta-worthy baby bag packed, just not mine. My bag.
You have to pack the bag, Chantel. My wife had it packed for months. You have to have it packed, Chantel. This baby is coming.
I've rocked up to the hospital so many times with just a charger, some knitting stuff, and like a book.
Oh, you're excellent.
That's all right. Someone will do it for you, Chantel. Don't even worry about it. They've got nappies there. You'll be right.
You don't want to go to Luna Park, do you? You would like a 50 Mo and Co hair voucher. There we go. Yeah, thank you, Chantel. Nice.
Good luck.
Exciting. Is Ellie from Mascot. What's the job you're putting off, Ellie?
I feel this one. Hey, Ellie. Eli? Is it Ellie or Eli? Geez, our phones are not loving us this morning.
No.
I had to do the same. So you pack the clothes up in your room to donate to charity. That's phase one. Then phase two, it sits in your boot for about 6 months.
Yep.
Which is why Eli or Ellie has done. And they do. They sit there and they sit there.
Yep.
And then
you hear them every now and again when you go around a corner, you hear the bag go doof on the side and you go, what is that? And you go, oh, that's
the charity bag.
The charity bag.
Yeah, 100%. There's two phases.
Jonathan from Blacktown, what is the job you're putting off, buddy?
Hey, we've actually just installed a door to our bathroom and we've never put the handle on, so it's got a lock. We've got the handle in my room, but
your toilet doesn't have a lock or a door handle on it.
Why does your toilet need a door handle?
Does it, Jonathan?
Yeah, and everybody can just burst in without any, because in my house no one knocks or anything.
So have you got a process or a procedure, when you need to go in there, man, to keep yourself safe so others don't come in? What system do you have?
We've got this, little doorstop in front of, this little doorstop that's in front of the thing, so when they hit it, and then they realise, someone's in the toilet.
I love it. That's good. You got a wedge.
Someone's in here.
Yeah,
thank you, Jonathan. Gina, go on then. What's the job you've been putting off?
I've been putting off setting up my craft room since 2002.
Oh, tell me about your craft room, Jeans. What's going to go in there? Oh, my God. All I want is a craft room. What's going to go in there?
I've also moved three times, so...
Oh.
Well,
what do you want, though?
Well, I've got everything. They're in boxes and bags.
Yeah.
Because I make dream catchers and I also make cake pops and cookie. I'm very crafty because I used to be a designer, but now I run a dementia unit.
Aww.
So I work full time. So I'll get there because my granddaughter was born on Sunday night.
Get that craft room happening.
I'm sure you get it. Maybe stay on the line. Maybe we're some assistance that we could give to Gina here. Well played, Gina. Everyone we spoke to is going to get themselves tickets to Luna Park. Go along and have a great time there. M. Grant, bad news for lovers of sex robots.
Well, I love it. You know that I want to start an army and take over the world.
Well, and this is what I think is, I believe, and before you said that, in my notes was that this is the first step of that.
Amazing.
Because the headline is from the Mirror in UK, sex robot will turn down steamy romps if it's not in the mood.
No, no, what?
Yep, here we go. New sex robots will turn down steamy romps if they are not in the mood.
Oh, wow.
In the not too far distant future, when you try to cuddle up to your cyber sex goddess, only receive a response saying that she has a headache.
I get it. I feel you, Samantha, sex bot Samantha.
This is the purpose of sex bots, is it not? So they're always ready to go.
No, like she's going to grow her pubic hair out. She's not going to maintain herself for any of you or society standards.
Well, this is why she's different. Like, the robot, she's got sensors hidden under her skin so she can respond to the affection like a real-life human, but she also has this revolutionary electronic brain which now puts her in charge in the bedroom.
Yes, well read, but she can go into dummy mode, which is what I enjoy.
Oh, yeah, dummy mode.
Dummy mode is what you do, which I've been in dummy mode too. But she just sits there like, I'm not a real thing.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
I use an Optus sex robot, which is always buffering. So
oh,
it's real.
God, that is, I mean,
it's a real problem.
I'm surprised you made it to work.
Well, I'm taking him into my house at the moment, but my sex robot at home's really angry at me because she caught me talking to the vacuum cleaner. She's really mad at me. She's really upset. But, Em, let's just get to the point. You are sweet. Right. This is how, and when we saw Terminator, remember the original Terminator, and there's that war where the machines turned, they got self-awareness and they turned. 2001 Space Odyssey, we've seen it a few times.
Yeah.
That's not how it's going to happen.
Cybernet, sex robots.
This is it.
Yeah.
When the sex robots start denying the sort of lonely dudes
and
en masse.
There's male sex robots too, so are they just going to sit on the couch and watch sport and go to trips to Bali and cycle all the time? Is that what's coming?
Book a trip to Bali. What have you done? I've booked a trip to Bali.
I'm going surfing with my brother. I just need some time away from doing nothing. Guys.
But this is how they're going to turn on us because then the people who've got these robots, Grant, are going to be like, they're going to have to appease their sex robot by going out and doing things and then turn on each other. This is it.
Yeah. How good is your self-esteem going to be when you are turned down by a creation that is sole purpose is to have sex with you? Like, how much are you struggling?
Yeah, why are you in relationship counselling? What's happened? What's brought you here today? Well, Samantha's in dummy mode every day. I can't do a thing right.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb. Beat the bomb.
Here we go at 3 minutes past seven. Today FM's $100,000. Beat the bomb. Today we say hello to Yasmin from Miranda.
Oh, hello. Good morning. I can't believe I'm true. This is amazing.
Yasmin, have you got the Today FM app?
I do have the app, but I have no idea what pinned means, and I've been trying to work it out.
Get a 10-year-old to explain it to you, Miranda.
Oh, I spent the whole day Googling yesterday, still couldn't figure it out, so I'll just trust my gut.
Oh, you're cute, Yasmin. Okay, what do you need the cash for?
You know what? I just had a shocking night with my 2-year-old boy, so I'd love to just have a little day spa on my own.
Good idea.
You
deserve it.
Here we go. So cash bomb's loaded. You got to yell stop. You'll get the last cash amount revealed. If the bomb goes off, you do get nothing. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Start that.
Start that clock.
$750. $1,100. $1,500.
Oh, yes!
Yes, man.
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm really sorry.
I'm holding out for one more. No way.
That is the danger. I'm sorry, Yasmin.
That's horrible. Yep.
$0.
So you have to allow notifications for the app. So go and turn them on. Go and turn them on.
Yep.
Try again.
Hey, Yasmin, stay on the line. We'll let you talk to our internet warrior, our internet guy. He'll fix you up, okay? He'll get you an illegal Foxtel stream as well if you want it. So.
Can we give Yasmin a haircut?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I can't not. I'm not mentioned, but I can't not. $50 Moe & Co. hair voucher for you.
Oh, you are amazing, guys.
What about some tickets
to
Disney on Ice as well?
Disney on Ice.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Isn't it nice when you see a win for the little guy in our legal system? The headline reads today, Opal Card biohacker has conviction overturned. He has, quote, won the moral victory. The Sydney biohacker who fell foul of the law when he implanted a New South Wales travel chip into his arm says, quote, cyborg justice has been served after a court overturned his conviction. And Em, I'll let you do it because we are joined by the man himself on the line. His name is...
Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. Welcome, Mr. Meow Meow.
Welcome, Mr. Meow Meow.
Hey,
we are good on you. You really decided to stick this out, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It's been a bit of a drawn-out case, and I'm kind of glad that the litigation has ended. So,
Meow, if I may call you Meow. When did you decide to first implant the Opal card in your hand?
Yes, I think it was about April last year, and the guy who designed the chip for me was actually over for a conference.
Yeah,
We discussed some different implants that we saw that were kind of low hanging fruit, things that people hadn't done that would be very easy to do, and we did it. And the story kind of started there. We modified the card, I had it implanted, and then I think the most surprising thing about this case was how much Transport New South Wales didn't want me to have this. Like, we're still confused as to why they care so much.
I agree with you, Mr. Meow Meow, because I found it very odd that they were willing to take this all the way to court.
Yeah, well, they fined me and they cancelled the card, which is kind of surprising. And especially when you have a government that claims to be innovation focused. And I think Gladys Berejiklian at one point actually encouraged people to hack the Opal system however they wanted.
Oh.
And it's kind of funny that, like, you can hack it to a degree and then all of a sudden they say, well, not that far, and we're going to take you to court for it.
Yes.
And you were dogged and determined, like you appealed. Why did you decide to try and fight it rather than just pay the fine?
Well, I think it was never about the money. It was about whether I should be able to have access to it or not. And I learned a lot about the whole system as I went through, which is you don't actually ever own your Opal card. You're only ever leasing it from the government. And, you know, I'm a millennial and I don't own anything. I don't own a house. You know, I don't own half my video games. I don't even own my bloody bus ticket.
No.
That's a bit ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Meow, Ludo, Disco, Gamma, Meow, Meow. What can we look forward to from you? I mean, this is exciting times. What else are you going to shove in your body? Because I know you want to become a cyborg. I want to know what's left for Meow, Ludo, Disco, Gamma, Meow, Meow.
Yeah, so I think the next big thing that I'm working on, which is with the same company and the same guy, is a project called VivoKey, which basically is an authentication implant that enables you to basically turn your phone, instead of being your phone, it would turn it into what's called a dumb pipeline. So I would be able to pick up any phone, and when I tap my hand, it would unlock it with all of my services. So,
Are you going to have things implanted into your fingertips, Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow?
Probably going to be more like my arm, to be curious, because it's got a bit more room.
Yeah, but, one thing I really want is
like little LCD screens underneath my knuckles. Like, you know how people have it has like words
love
written across
and hate.
It. I want like a scrolling marquee.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Will you please keep in touch with us? We'd love to keep having you on to find out what's going on. Oh, good on you, Meow Ludo. Just get Gamma Meow Meow. Never forget. Amazing.
Thank you for being you. Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. Meow Meow.
Yes.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. I love Meow Meow.
I love Meow Meow.
More people like him.
He's harmless and having fun.
Right. He's just so good.
I should have asked him if he could implant something that could help Grant get the gold Logie. Every time you walk past an iPad, it votes for Grant.
You can enjoy Today FM breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Shark Tank airs tonight, 8:40 on Network 10. And one of the sharks, founder of Boost Juice, Janine Ellis, good morning. Good to see you.
We're going to make everyone a millionaire, Janine. Here we go.
Nice.
Yep. It's okay. Found the key to everyone's success.
Okay, tell me how.
So,
I love this. She just sat back, steepling her fingers like Monty Burns. Okay, idiot, let's go.
So, I seen this article on that, right? On the internet. Right? And it said,
legit.
Want to become multimillionaire? And I was like, yep. It said, do these 15 things immediately in there, right? So here we go, Janine Ellis. Yep. I'm going to throw some at you, yep. and you tell me whether or not it's a good idea for me to do these or not.
Yep.
Shift your motivation from getting to giving.
Rubbish.
Yeah. It's off the list. It's off the list.
You've just written that off. Why rubbish?
Why? Because you've got to look after yourself, and then once you actually look after yourself, then you can give.
So true.
Thank you so much.
Love this. This is good advice. Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
Invest at least 80% of your off time into learning.
Rubbish.
Yeah, it's got to.
Who has that kind of time?
No one does. And yes, learning's important and the curious mind, all that sort of stuff, but 80% of your off time, seriously, you need to relax. You need to turn off. You need to balance.
You need to relax.
80% of your off time, it's sleeping.
Hello.
That's it.
Yeah.
Catching up.
I know. Actually, these are really, there's no way the person who wrote this is rich.
Surely. Hang on. How about this one?
BS.
Hang on. What about this one then? Shift your environments regularly.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
What about this one?
What about
the ambiguity? Define wealth and success for yourself.
Oh, God, that person, seriously? That person is living in a hovel.
Their mum's hovel.
Don't focus on time and effort. Focus on results instead.
But
what do you think, really, Grant? Seriously?
Yeah, Grant, stop
Mate,
it.
There is what one, about though, work bloody hard?
No, yeah, it's not on here. It's not on here.
What about risk things and sacrifice?
No.
Get really, really good at marketing. They wrote really, really twice.
Yeah. Really? Oh, well, that's the one. That, if it's a really, really one, that's definitely that's going to make you a multi-millionaire.
Well, what about this one? Number 7, put all your money into Bitcoin.
Oh!
Hi, Janine Ellis, founder of Booster is Shucked. How many Bitcoins do you own?
I own about 3.
Really? Now, did you get in when they were the price of a pizza, or did you get in recent in that?
No, certainly not. Unfortunately, didn't do the pizza one, but I got in later. My son actually nagged me. He made me get him one for his birthday.
How long ago?
A while ago, when they were about $4,000.
Oh,
and
that's
what was your reaction to the idea of Bitcoin?
Well,
pretty savvy.
Well, I said, first of all, I said, what is Bitcoin?
Yeah.
look, at the end of the day, what I know about Bitcoin is there's 21 million of them.
Yep.
There's 4 million have been lost in dumpsters. Yep. And that one guy bought a pizza that pizza's now worth $10 million.
Yeah, he paid with it with 2 bitcoins because he paid a pizza.
Yeah, no, I've got Ethereum, Litecoin.
You've got all of them.
Yeah, I've got, mate, I'm into it.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I need to talk to you.
Look, your smart people have said that it's like collecting stamps, a load of crock.
Yeah.
Some super smart people reckons it's going to be the future.
So it's going forward, not backwards.
Oh, look, you know, I think it goes up. Yeah, I think it's up and down.
So if I had a bit of cash, say I've got 10,000 bucks that I want to invest in Bitcoin.
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
I would suggest no.
No.
So you would say no? So how much would you say? So there's people listening now who like the idea of Bitcoin but don't really. It's like the cloud for me.
I've got 500 bucks in Bitcoin.
So 500 bucks.
Yeah.
So I've got 500 bucks in savings that I want to.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you would say, just do it.
Look, I think what you do is you invest a little bit, like in hundreds, not thousands, to learn, to understand,
that's right.
to get in and go, how does it work? And then you follow it. And then you actually start to then hear some podcasts about it or learn some information about it.
Okay.
And then, you know, but it's hundreds, not thousands.
See, part of me is now a little bit, oh, I'm too late.
That's exactly how I feel.
I feel a bit like, oh, I've missed the boat.
Yeah, you
and
have.
You might have.
Oh, okay.
That particular horse has
done.
Bolted.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's don't true. Bother.
Yeah. But does that mean it won't grow because no one else will want to get in either because they've missed the boat?
Like, well, no, look, super smart people reckons it's going to be, you know, 5 times what it is. But is it? I mean, it's.
I'd be willing to bet $500 on it though.
Yeah. Look, and $500, you know, you've got to be prepared to lose, I think, the reality is because it could actually implode and be worth nothing.
What's the most you've lost on something? Like, you don't have to give exactly, but what's a ballpark figure? Because you've taken a lot of risks in your career. You had a number of businesses before the Boost Juice took off.
Yeah.
What's the largest amount that you've, you know, risked on an idea or risked on yourself?
Probably the most is probably about $300,000
right.
I've lost.
Yeah,
and
right.
then probably in total I've lost about $500 and they're all based on businesses, lost right. in businesses.
But that's come back. So I just want to, like, people are listening in their cars now. They're struggling a bit financially in their life and they look to people like you who, you know, you were just like them once upon a time.
Yep.
What would you, just easy advice, give to, say, a mum listening now or a dad listening or anyone that's, you know, wanting to get out of it?
Look, I think the first thing, you've got to change how you think. There's two people in the world. There's the verbs and the ones that soar. The verbs are the ones that are victims. They're always entitled. They need to be rescued and they blame the world.
Mm.
The ones that actually, if you can change that and become solution orientated, S, ownership, accountability and responsibility. And if you do that, if you change those ways of thinking, then you're on the first, at least you're actually looking in the right direction for the path.
So stop letting the world happen to you.
Yeah, because as soon as you blame the world, you can't change it.
I love
that. So you're saying attitude is one of the key ingredients into turning things around.
It has to be, because how can you, if you sort of, you're constantly this freaking whinger about, you know, poor me and I'm entitled to a pay rise, I'm entitled to this and I'm a victim of that and it's not my fault, you can't change your life.
Yeah.
But as soon as you go, actually, I have the solution.
I'm in control.
I'm going to leave that loser husband. Mm. You know, so, I'm going to, you know, take ownership for my own problem. That is the direction you need to go.
I'm going to win a gold logie.
Say it.
Negativity attracts negativity. Logie. Positivity attracts more positivity.
It is simply
what you're saying.
Yeah, and what you find is once you start acting in that way, if you sort of put it on something, I don't know, some technology thing, and you live it, you will find your life completely changes.
Good.
Let's leave you with that.
Shark Tank will make you $1 million.
Shark Tank tonight.
Or you can invest in BioFoundry, which is Meow Meow Ludo Disco Meow Meow's company.
I would do that too.
Yeah.
That guy's going places. 8:40, Network 10 tonight. Janine Alice, thank you.
Lovely
to see ya.
Brandon Yaw.
Yeah, Grant for Gold. Hashtag Grant for Gold. It's really starting to pick up steam.
Oh, isn't it? I mean, it's all anyone's talking about. There's a real buzz in the air.
It's not too far
World
away.
Cup what? Great day for gold.
Logies, what are we, a week and a half out or thereabouts? It's coming up. Now, obviously, there's a difference being obviously on the Gold Coast as well. It's no longer Melbourne. So things like limousines are so 2017. I'm going to be arriving at the red carpet on a dolphin, which would be good.
I would have thought a Hummerzine because the Gold Coast are mad for Hummerzines.
True. Yeah,
big pink one.
Just mopeded out of there with thongs and shorts on with Tracy Grimshaw on the back and a slab on the shoulder.
Yeah,
boom.
Bro, what a legend.
I like that idea.
So it's all about who you can rally to be in your corner, much like the presidential elections, all these sort of things. It's about your supporters. Mm. So we've been going behind the scenes. Our producers in particular have been drumming up support. Your first message today comes from the wonderful Denise Drysdale.
Hi, Grant. It's Denise Drysdale here, wishing you all the very best. I've got my toes, my fingers, my legs crossed for you, for the Gold Logie. So all the best. Love you on the telly. Bye for now.
Oh, it's nice that Ding Dong's got her legs crossed for you.
Well, what a darling. She's mad for the feud. She cried when they announced that feud was no longer going to be on our TV screens.
Target demographic.
Yeah.
Let's move on to, I was surprised when I heard this because I was listening to their podcast and I wasn't surprised. I wasn't thinking that these two guys were going to give you a shout out. What about broadcasting legends Roy and HG?
Oh, common sense will prevail, and Grant Denyer will be king of the Gold Coast there for a while.
Wow, because he's up for the
gold.
Big one.
Mm.
Now,
despite feud going, which I still can't believe, it was such a terrific format. Wasn't it?
It was. It was. You know, I was saddened by that.
All right.
So. Target demographic.
That is so cool. So let's move on to our very own. Our very own Carrie Bickmore, of course, Gold Logie winner.
Mm. Oh,
Carrie
Lord.
Took time out from her show with Tommy and the project to send you this message.
Mr. Denyer, we want to wish you good luck, mate. The first person I hugged when I won my Gold Logie.
Oh, here we go.
No, was Grant Denyer.
Yeah, I know.
He happened to be sitting to me. I turned to him before I turned to my partner. So, Grant, if you win, mate, I want you to find me in that room somewhere and I bags first hug.
Good luck on both escaping that hug. Carrie's got this crazed look in her eyes and we hope you win gold.
That's beautiful. That is so true, too. She did win. She turned straight to me, and then I got kind of the weirdest side eye from her partner as to why she was hugging me
it's
first.
A better shot, you and her hugging, 100%. Because it's more TV.
Yeah.
So the final one is from Love Island. Snuck a microphone in.
Jeez.
And who's your favourite, Em? Who's your favourite bloke?
Justin. Jackson.
Jackson. Jackson, of course, the guy who looks like the bloke from Sons of Anarchy.
Jax.
Mm-hmm. So much to the point that he has a giant Sons of Anarchy tattoo on his back.
Not a real gang.
Yep.
Not a real gang. Not a real gang. And he's, of course, known for his good looks and that he is a charity worker / stripper.
/ loves women and is a misogynist.
A self-proclaimed misogynist.
Yeah, loves women.
He has taken time out to send you message.
Hey, Grant, this is Jackson from Love Island. And while I'm not working as an entertainer stripper, then I reckon you should win a gold fogey. It's just, it's this. That's the sound of me pecs sending you a message to win the gold grogi. Me brain stopped.
Thank you. Wow.
It's in the bag.
Thank you.
God, what a hit. That is incredible.
Great work, Australia. Yeah. I feel so supported and loved.
Oh, I do love him, though. Jeez.
Yeah,
Not much he can, I mean, I know he's got the Sons of Anarchy tat and he changed his name. And he likes it. Like, I don't even care. Jeez. Like, throw it. Give me another thing. What's the word? And I don't even. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's lost her. We've lost her.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Wow. Thomas Mackle has done a sit down interview finally with UK breakfast show Good Morning Britain to talk about the moment. He had to watch Prince Charles walk his precious daughter down the aisle.
Sad for him.
He said he was jealous.
Right.
But he was glad that someone was there to do it for him, basically.
That's good of him.
He also spoke of the moment Prince Harry asked for his daughter's hand in marriage, and which was nice. Also, let's hear that bit.
Harry got on the phone with Meghan. They called me together, and Harry asked for her hand over the phone, and I said... You're a gentleman. Promise me you'll never raise your hand against my daughter. And, of course, I give you my permission.
Wow.
Okay.
Instructions?
Yep. He's also spoken about how they had some political chat.
Our conversation was I was complaining I didn't like Donald Trump. He said give Donald Trump a chance. I sort of disagreed with that, but... I still like Harry, you know, that was his politics, I have my politics, so...
Do you think he's a Trump supporter, Thomas, or...?
I would hope not now, but at the time he might have been.
Oh, Harry will be right with that.
That doesn't... but they have to be above...
Yeah, above politics,
yeah, they
right?
Can't have a... They cannot have an opinion either way, that's the whole gig.
Yeah, so that's nice.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was an interesting interview.
They're always helpful, the Michaels.
Aren't they?
For radio content.
Wouldn't Megan be rapt as she's having her morning coffee when she flips on Good Morning Britain to see Dad there just talking about how her new husband's a Trump supporter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wouldn't she be rapt?
That's wonderful.
Christina Aguilera has shared a tearful video as she thanks her fans for support. She is just about to release her 8th studio album, Liberation.
Eight.
And, you know, she's had some ups and downs.
Yeah, we all have.
Little Christina. And, you know, she got a bit mosh, just thanking the people who have stood by her.
And I just adore the people that are truly loyal to me and that I just love you guys so much. So thank you so much before anything else. I just really adore your loyalty and the support that you give me.
She was holding a glass of champagne in both hands.
She was double parked. That's awesome.
For support.
This is a video of her.
Funny.
She's so cute. She's got two champers in her hands. And it is her first new album since 2012.
Wow.
And she was so mosh with double. Babes, we have all been there with a glass of champagne in each hand, telling everyone we love them.
Good on
every bathroom, you. Every pub I was in the late 90s.
That's entertainment.
Get all the M, Grant and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Yes, we are. Chance at $10,000. Grant Daniel, who have you got for us?
Cassie from Cronulla is here with us today. You ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Cassie?
I am. I'm super excited.
You reckon you can pull
so
it off?
Nervous. I hope so.
Well, hopefully you know how it works. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter F today, Cassie.
F.
F for fun. Or Fred.
F for fun. Okay,
well,
having fun.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to $10,000. You must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Cassie, the letter is F. Here we go. Name a city train station.
Flemington.
A profession.
Firefighter.
A sitcom.
Friends.
A bone in the body.
Femur.
A cartoon character.
A Fred Flintstone.
Something you drink.
Pants.
A music group.
Pass.
Breakfast cereal.
Fruit Loops.
Airline.
Finland Air.
Oh, Finnair. We're giving her Finnair. It is an air. Yeah. It's an airline.
I reckon you can.
700.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Strong performance, Cassie. $700 for you today.
Thank you so much. That is great. Awesome.
Finnair.
Oh, I cannot thank you enough.
Sorry, our boss is just arguing via capital letters.
What did you say the name of that airline was, with starting with F, Cassie?
Finnair, Finland Air.
Yeah, no, because it is Finnair, and you said Finland. Oh, and it was too late. I can't tell you how many messages I'm getting denying you this $100.
It says, it says no, capital letters. Finnair is not Finland Air, which is what she said, capital letters. It was also too late, capital letters. Yeah.
Sorry, Cassie.
There are sticklers around here, but enjoy the money anyway. And thanks for calling in, Cassie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's going on? So you were all complaining yesterday about Optus and logging in and out and buffering, and then all of a sudden SBS has got the World Cup games. How?
I was at the ABC yesterday. Santo Sam and I were filming our show for the World Cup, Santo Sam and Ed's Cup Fever.
Yeah.
And someone runs in and goes, SBS has just taken over from Optus for the next 48 hours because the buffering has been so bad on the app to watch the World Cup.
How does one just take over?
Optus had sort of acquiesced to it because they had to. Under a number of pressures. So this is, we played this earlier, but we'll play it to you again. This is the CEO of Optus calling in from, I believe, Singapore to apologise for all of the issues.
I think the most important thing is that we had a very high demand for the service, and
his apologies buffering. So
terrible reception.
Malcolm Turnbull sits in Parliament yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Federal Parliament.
Ah, great. That's good use of time.
Malcolm Turnbull got up and said that he had spoken to the CEO of Optus personally and basically demanded action.
Yeah.
And he was the one he's basically taking credit for it moving to SBS.
Yeah, fantastic. We're still paying 10% luxury tax on our sanitary items, ladies. But don't worry, you'll be out of the World Cup.
Yeah, you can see the ads for the sanitary products on free-to-air television.
I mean, Parliament are getting stuff done. How dare you suggest they're not?
Come on, priorities, people.
Right,
come on.
Exactly.
And so, and then we were chatting on email last night, and you guys said, this is Dad stepped in.
Oh, mate, this is a classic case of Dad stepping in, of him looking around going, well, this is a complete mess.
Yeah.
This is a cock-up.
Yeah. It's a foot-down moment.
And I need to walk in and just undo a belt buckle and just say, guys, listen to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
And my dad had to do a very similar thing for me. I had, when I used to get boyfriends in my teens, I had a problem with breaking up with them.
Oh.
My father broke up with, I reckon, at least three boyfriends for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so they would...
What was your issue? You couldn't bring yourself to do it, or was...
I used to grow very tired of them very quickly because I was quite competitive. At that point, I was a crazy athlete. So I'd get the thrill of the chase. I'd start dating them. They'd be too nice to me. I'd get turned off, and then I'd feel physically ill anytime they came near me.
Yeah.
So that was in the days of the home phone. So they would call the home phone, and so then I'd make my dad answer.
Oh.
Yeah, and say things like, oh, look, you know, she's very busy with her training, and we've told her we don't think she should have a boyfriend. Out.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to school and be like, we're Italian. He's so strict. Oh, I'm so scared of him. All 4'7" of him.
Good double act you got going on there.
He broke up with a guy named, let's call him Terrence, because that was what his mum and dad did.
Yeah.
And he was a tennis player that used to drive past our house to see if I was there, because Dad would constantly say, nah, she's not there. My poor father had to break so many teenage boys' hearts. And in the end, Dad just had to go out and stop, put his hand up in the middle of the road and say, look, I'm sorry. She just doesn't want to see you anymore. I have to tell you the truth. And that was it. That was the last time he said, I'm not doing this anymore. That's the only reason Scott and I have lasted 18 years, because Dad won't break up with him for me.
Your dad is one step away from sitting on the porch in a rocking chair with a shotgun in his waist.
Please, he fantasizes. He's Italian and angry.
It is true, though, when you do get your dad to sort of come in and help over, I do call the father-in-law in for a situation that was in our house. It was the first brown snake that I've ever seen around our farm.
They're dangerous, so farmer.
I didn't know what to do. I knew if they bite you, you got 45 minutes to live. I live 20 minutes away from the airport. There's not a lot of downtime left.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm. So it was a serious situation. So I called him over because he's a veteran and man of the land. He's been there and done that, owns a shotgun, got a license. So I called him over and he missed the snake and shot a hole in my brand new shed.
Nice.
Right through the side.
Beautiful.
Of the brand new shed.
Dad.
There's a good warning to the other snakes.
Isn't it just... Let's do this.
13, 10, 60. When is the parents, dad's mum, when are they stepped in your life?
And maybe it worked out, and maybe it didn't, but they've come into your life and gone, right, I can say this is a mess.
Yep.
This is a job for me as the parent.
13, 10, 60. When has dad had to, or mum had to step in to sort something out? Malcolm Turnbull got straight onto the phone with the CEO of Optus to
say, how quick things can happen. Like, you know, hey, let's spend all that money on a plebiscite for same-sex marriage because we usually can't make any decisions here. But what? The sucker's not. I'm calling them now.
Yeah, don't worry about schools and healthcare.
That was an excellent Malcolm Turnbull impersonation.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Very good.
As I've said to you guys off air, Malcolm, name one Socceroo. Just name one.
I would love that. I would love Malcolm Turnbull to name one Socceroo. That would be
Brahms?
Incredible.
No, not Brahms.
No, he'd be like, the ethnic fellow.
Into sorry. This situation is like it's like the 2018 equivalent of dad standing on the roof and just moving the aerial while mum's in the doorway shouting, no more, stop, back, so
that's right.
I remember
my mum, I grew up single mother, so I remember when my mum stepped in once, I was playing rugby and I went in for a tackle. I was a young lad and I got a head knock and I remember being a little bit dazed, and the next thing I remember was my mum walking me off the field middle of the game.
Yeah. She literally stepped in. She literally came.
And I never went back. It's pretty hard to show up for, it's pretty hard to show up for training when your mum has dragged you off the field. So
I can't believe I haven't done that yet.
It's not a great experience, but we move on with our lives and I appreciate the love. Tanya from Rudy Hill, when did the parents step in?
I was having a lot of trouble with a telecommunications company, not being able to get my service reconnected after a storm, and it was just consistent. My dad stepped in. He's very old school and wrote the CEO a letter.
Yes. Tanya, what did he say?
That just he was disgusted with the service, the customer service phone numbers. They just give the runaround, promised everything. It was like a 2 to 3 page letter. It was very embarrassing, but I thought it would go nowhere. And the CEO or someone who said that they were one of the general managers there actually called him back and got somebody straight out to fix that.
Wow.
So now he gets his pen and paper out for everything.
Don't make me get the paper out. Thank you, Tanya. Husey, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, gang.
Hello,
legends.
Darling, yes.
Absolute legends.
Bit,
hey, yeah.
Sort of a bit of a choose your own adventure with you today. You can choose a topic. You can either A, use your Twitter to take credit for what happened with the World Cup, or B, you can tell us about this cruise you're going on.
Ooh. Look, I need to
Sophie's choice.
Yeah. What would you like?
I need to get the cruise out there, guys, and that's because they're great. The Pino comedy cruises are things that everyone should get involved with. And you, if you go to the win page, and you guys can't, but everyone else can, win $3,000. You go to the win page. Yes, go to the win page.
Wait a second. So
pinocruises.com.au. There'll be a link there. Yes, you win $3,000.
Stop saying $3,000. Do I have to? That's the only thing people are going to take away from this segment.
Something like, about $3,000.
Yes. No, the cruise thing is going to, like the cruise, just drift past them.
Yeah, there's a boat and some money.
So hang on. So,
comedy cruises. Comedy on the ship. On the ship.
Thanks for clarifying that. So you're a cruise kind of guy, are you, Husey? That's cool.
I am, Grant. Honestly, it's just all about the good times. The buffet, which is great. You know, I don't deny the joy of the buffet. The buffet is
Do you do what a lot of people do? And if YouTube is a great place for this, put in the following thing. Cruise ship buffet prawns. Because there are hilarious videos of fights breaking out, Husey, around the prawns at a buffet. Because people
are kidding.
Not on the P&O cruises, mate.
Not on the P&O cruises.
Prawns there are amazing. And,
P&O prawns are the best prawns.
No doubt about it.
You've got to understand. On deck.
The last time I was with my family on a cruise, my son was sitting. He was sitting in the buffet area, eating his seventh serving of custard, and he looked up to me and said, "I swear to God," with a straight face. He looked up to me and said, "Dad, I'm living the dream." It was just.
Seven says in custard. He's also seeing colours. Jesus.
You know what, though? That's a good one because, you know, you sort of still cling to some sort of vague working class credentials, right?
Like, I do. I really do. No, don't laugh at
that. I don't know how.
I do. Right. People connect with me on the street. You know, obviously the homeless people really connect with me. They do.
Do they know that you own a block of flats?
They do.
And several they houses?
And they ask me about it and they're genuinely interested in how it's all going. So
they're people who bought in the last real estate boom. That's why that's who they are. So my question is, though, because you should be using that as a link because there you are, you know, doing very well for yourself on a cruise with your family and your son's eating, you know, copious amounts of dairy products because your father, didn't you tell an old working class story about your father and powdered milk.
It's my
favourite one of your fake working class stories.
No, they're real working class stories. I grew up in a commission house, guys. Don't you worry about that. Our ceiling was very low. Both my parents smoked. It was like we were inside some sort of bong the whole time.
Do the milk one.
No, Dad worked at a powdered milk factory, and he used to scrape the powdered milk, the leftover powdered milk, or the one that's just hasn't got into the tins, and he'd scrape it off the floor and bring it home in plastic bags, and that's the milk that we would drink. Yes, powdered milk, see? Scraped off factory floors. That's
how
we would
good
drink.
Is it? It still gets you.
Devastating. What a rip.
You well enough right now, mate? Those memories.
It was a tight ass.
Oh, it's like we're in Oliver Twist. Jeez, you poor. Please, sir, can I have some more? Amazing.
Great value of the comedy cruises.
Oh, my God.
Swings it back around.
How did you do that?
Genuine 3 nights of hilarity out there on the high seas.
How do we go from licking powdered milk off a plastic bag to being on a cruise?
Don't forget, if you get on that win pay, Choosy, what can you win?
$3,000, guys. $3,000. Get there now.
Imagine the powdered milk you could buy with that. All right, Choosy, P&O Cruises, right. We're on board. Today FM win page, you and Kate this afternoon, 4:30. Is that it?
All right.
That'll do it. Bye.
See you, buddy.
And for gold.
You've got a big long sheet today. You've done a good job.
A lot of yellow.
You're tired. World Cup tired.
Yeah, I am World Cup tired and I'm going home to watch 3 games, which is going to be wonderful. Yeah.
How will you get your stamina?
This is just it's my favourite thing.
What do you snack? Because you don't eat crap food. What do you eat when you're watching sport? Because most men and women were sitting there chips and to pick them off their boobs. What do you do?
I treated myself.
Oh, and here we go.
I bought some wholemeal Kruskets and some nut paste. And I have... half a Kruskit with a smattering of nut paste.
Nut paste was something else entirely
you
in the mid-80s.
You are living, man. Look at you go.
But Tiff hid it because she said I was having too much of it.
I'm really sorry
just
for
half
you.
Half a one.
Do you just want some wings? Burger?
Yeah, burgers today. At the moment, burgers are really... burgers are starting to infiltrate my... You know,
isn't there a health burger that you could have, like...
Imagine, well, no, there's no point. If I'm going to...
Good boy.
I don't want to have as was said in the Heath Ledger movie, Two Hands, mm-hmm. I don't want to have a bath with my clothes on. Don't Google that scene. So
thank you, Gavin. Definitely a woman.
A lot of support coming in for Grant Denyer.
Yeah, we're not long until the official voting starts, right?
No way.
So we've got to really get in people's psyche and their minds. We've got to align Grant with winners.
Legends.
People who, everyone just think, God, that is a credible source.
Straight away.
Yeah, like, and who do we think when we think, like, the top dog, the person that has got, like, he's an influencer.
He's an influencer. We think of this man.
Hey, Grant, it's Dean from Married at First Sight here, mate. I heard you're up for the gold Logie. I wish you all the best, but I don't think you're going to win it, bro. Pretty sure my home girl, Tracy Grimshaw, is going to win that, and I even wrote a little rap for her. It goes something like this. Hey, yo, Tracy Grimshaw, you're going to get the win for sure. Not Grant Denyer, that old fogey. There's no way he's going to win a gold Logie. Anyway, mate, good luck with it, and I'll see you there.
Really good.
Yeah, my old fogey.
You're in your 40s?
I just turned 40, so is he, though? He's 40?
No, he's not.
No, he's 30, he's 38.
He's 38. How many skateboards?
I think five, but after that, I'm tempted to send him one. I've completely come around on Dean. I am pro Dean.
It's good of him to do it.
Dean for Gold Logie. Sorry.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed is brought to you by the NAB app. Whether you're travelling, budgeting or online shopping, the NAB app has something for everyone. It's made for human.